Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 66 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
On a side note, once they were in the house, they did see some other drug-related issues.
Moorhead police have recovered 6 guns stolen from a local pawn shop.
A staff member has filed a lawsuit against the Legislative Research Commission.
There is a problem with some Kentucky voter registration lists.
A Rowan County official is calling for the legislature to stabilize the gas tax.
Moorhead State is looking for a new vice president of student success.
In sports, the Bengals play the Steelers in Monday Night Football.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
In the weather tonight, a 30% chance of showers with a low near 51 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
A staff member has filed a lawsuit in Franklin Circuit Court against the Legislative Research Commission. Daisy Olivio filed a lawsuit today saying she was retaliated against for reporting official misconduct. According to WYMT, Olivio said former Republican House Speaker Jeff Hoover had a sexual relationship with a woman in his office and used money from political donors to help pay her a secret settlement outside of court. Hoover resigned his leadership position post last month after acknowledging the settlement. He acknowledged sending inappropriate but consensual text messages, but denied having a sexual relationship with the woman. Olivio said she reprimanded the woman several times for what she called a consensual but inappropriate relationship. Olivio said Hoover's chief of staff tried to fire the woman. When Olivio objected, she said she was subjected to retaliation.
The Moorhead Police Department has recovered some of the firearms stolen from a local pawn shop Thanksgiving weekend. Officers Ron Overstreet and Chris Waltz were able to arrest 39-year-old Brian Smith last Wednesday. He is charged with 2 counts of shoplifting and 2 counts of burglary. MPD Captain Kyle Callahan says after Smith was arrested, the investigation led them to a house in Owingsville.
We did secure a search warrant for that house. That would have been on Thursday evening. The state police was notified of the signed search warrant, and they requested help due to the guy being armed and possible drugs in the house. They requested help with Moorhead Special Response Team.
The Special Response Team was able to get into the house without incident. 6 of the stolen guns were recovered, however, no arrests were made. Police are looking for 32-year-old Timothy Lewis Jr. in connection with the search.
A man was arrested on drug charges involving crystal methamphetamines in Floyd County. According to WSAZ, 37-year-old Jason Tackett of McDowell is charged with 2 counts of first-degree drug trafficking. Undercover deputies bought crystal meth from Tackett from his home in the Creekside Addition area. Tackett was taken to the Floyd County Detention Center.
The Laurel County Sheriff's Department says a man was caught eating ice cream and drinking milk after breaking into someone's home. According to WKYT, deputies arrested 24-year-old Joshua Hampton on Friday night. Deputies say the homeowner was upstairs when he heard his dog barking and came down to investigate. The homeowner told deputies he saw Hampton in his kitchen eating ice cream and drinking milk. The homeowner told deputies he does not know Hampton. Hampton is booked into the Laurel County Detention Center on a charge of second-degree burglary.
A Lewis County man accused in the sexual abuse of a minor is due in court next week. According to the Maysville Ledger Independent, 55-year-old Philip Caseman will stand trial on Monday, December 11th. He and his wife were arrested in 2015. They're accused of forcing sexual contact with a minor, beginning when the child was 7 years old and continuing for several years. The wife, Maria Caseman, was sentenced to 5 years of probation after pleading guilty to a lesser charge of tampering with evidence. Philip Caseman was found competent to stand trial on August 31st.
A man is facing multiple charges after police say he attempted to steal multiple items from a Laurel County Walmart. According to WYMT, 39-year-old Larry Hilton was stopped by the store's loss prevention team Thursday. Hilton allegedly attempted to walk out of the store with over $200 worth of unpaid items. Police say he was also under the influence. Hilton was taken into the Laurel County Detention Center. He was charged with public intoxication and theft by unlawful taking.
A recent review found that several Kentucky counties have problems with their voter registration lists. WMKY's Logan Pemberton has more.
Little has changed a decade after the U.S. Department of Justice warned many Kentucky counties that their voter registrations were widely inaccurate. According to a review from Kentucky Today, 38 out of the state's 120 counties have more registered voters than residents who are 18 or older. Former Kentucky Secretary of State Trey Grayson attributes this to a more mobile society, saying that residents move from state to state all the time without being removed from voter registration lists in their prior state of residence. According to the Secretary of State's office, 48,000 people were removed from voter rolls in Kentucky last year, with nearly 111,000 taken off in 2015. To combat this, 40 states have implemented online registrations, and 30 of these states, including Kentucky, have begun using a voter registration cross-check program to help identify who's registered to vote in multiple states. For WMKY, I'm Logan Pemberton.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Innovation Launchpad at Morehead State University. The Innovation Launchpad provides education, collaboration, and infrastructure for new or startup businesses with consulting services, financial planning, workstations, meeting, and conference rooms. Located at 149 East Main Street in Morehead, the Innovation Launchpad seeks innovative visionaries who want to start or grow their company, facilitate partnerships, and create jobs. More information at morehedstate.edu/innovation.
Kentucky and its counties need more money for their roads and bridges, and Rowan County Judge Executive Walter Blevin says fixing their main source of funding would help. Blevin says the state legislature needs to find a way to stabilize the Commonwealth's gas tax, which currently slides up and down with the wholesale price of fuel.
That's the problem we have because during the session, our last few sessions, the wholesale price has dropped. There's kind of been a glut of oil. And the problem with that is that you have to cut the road funds. And I think it's around, at one time it was around 31 cents a gallon, and it's dropped down to, I think we're getting around 26 cents a gallon.
Blevins believes the state should go with a set amount per gallon for its gas tax. He adds money for the state's road fund would also decrease as more and more electric and hybrid vehicles hit the roads. Blevins notes the state gave Rowan County only $106,000 in discretionary road funding last year. That amount used to be $250,000 to $300,000.
Morehead State University will take applications through the middle of this month for its vacant vice presidency. The school needs to replace Dr. Jay Bentley, who resigned as its VP of Student Success last summer. In an effort to get the right fit for MSU in refilling the post, University President Jay Morgan says its title and duties have been adjusted somewhat.
Dr. Bentley really brought with him a unique skill set, and I think Dr. Andrews maybe at the time changed the position a little bit maybe to suit some of what his skill set was. That was very unique, but most of the folks that are out there are pretty traditional student affairs, student life type individuals, and we're going to return the position to that, and somebody that really will work with our students across campus and student events and Greek life and all the other things that come with that.
Assistant Vice President Dr. Russ Mast has been holding Bentley's former job on an interim basis since last August.
Rowan County school officials are closely monitoring a situation involving a business located along Route 32 north near three of the district schools. Neighbors are complaining that emissions coming from Afterburners LLC's smokestack are possibly health hazard. The facility has a contract with the nearby SRG Global plant to burn paint off its metal racks. Superintendent Marvin Moore says if there is a problem, the district wants it corrected. He met earlier today with officials from SRG Global to discuss the matter.
I know the Guardian, GRC, they did about an $11 million renovation here completed last year. And one of those things in that renovation, my understanding, was to improve all the admission issues that they have had or make it better. So that's kind of about all I know about at this time.
Meanwhile, the Kentucky Energy and Environment Cabinet says it's repeatedly inspected Afterburner's emissions and have found that they're within legal limits.
Advocates across the Commonwealth are working to improve health literacy among residents. The Kentuckiana Health Collaborative, in conjunction with Health Literacy of Kentucky, will hold a community forum tomorrow in Louisville to talk about the ways to educate Kentucky citizens on healthcare literacy. Michelle Gnot with the KHC says even the most well-informed consumer still struggles to navigate our current healthcare system.
90 million Americans have problems understanding basic health care information, yet we're expecting them to engage in an increasingly complex health care system. And we also know that poor health is associated with limited health literacy.
Gnote adds that the health literacy problem is also an expensive issue. According to a recent study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, improving health literacy should save more than $100 billion per year for both patients and providers.
A former Mason County school official is concerned over the state's pension woes. Kelly Middleton is the former assistant superintendent in the school district. He now works for the Newport Independent School District in Northern Kentucky. According to Middleton, the pension talks have created a distraction in the classroom.
I cannot hardly walk down the halls of any of our schools without a teacher asking me what's going on. And do I think it's impacting instruction? I believe it is.
Middleton was speaking to Spectrum News Peer Politics. Multiple districts throughout Northern Kentucky say they will take a snow day if Governor Matt Bevin calls a special session. They want to give teachers a chance to travel to Frankfort to voice their concerns.
Hal Rogers is seeking his 20th term in Washington. Xavier Adkins reports.
5th District Congressman Harold Rogers filed papers Friday with the Secretary of State's office. He is seeking his 20th term in office. According to Kentucky Today, Rogers has served in Congress for 36 years and is the longest-serving Kentucky Republican ever elected to federal office. Being on the House Appropriations Committee for 30 years, Rogers also served as chairman of the powerful panel from 2011 through 2016. For WMKY News, I'm Xavier Atkins.
The Rock Tap House is slated to open this Friday afternoon at 4 in downtown Moorhead. The new bar is located at 109 North Wilson in a completed remodeled building that once was the Trail Theater. Owner Steve Williams says the bar, along with a restaurant he plans to open in February, will be a game changer for Moorhead.
5th District.
We'll make Moorhead a destination city. I felt like the city in the region deserves a great restaurant.
The Rock Tap House will feature live music, karaoke, trivia, and comedians each week.
One of the biggest natural disasters to strike Pendleton County happened 20 years ago. The forks of the Licking River gushed out of its banks right into the towns of Butler and Falmouth, destroying more than 200 buildings. According to Spectrum News Peer Politics, 105 businesses flooded and 37 of those did not reopen. Kincaid Lake State Park Manager Jeff Autcher says the flood left scars in town, which can still be seen after 20 years. The city has also come back strong in many areas.
When you look at our downtown now, some great things are happening in downtown Falmouth. And that's to their credit that, you know, the people here locally didn't give up. And they want to have a vibrant downtown.
Falmouth and Butler had 120 residential property owners eligible for a combined $3.8 million in buyouts, and the flood resulted in a net loss of $16 million in tax revenue for the county.
Taking a look at the weather tonight, mostly cloudy with the lows around 53 degrees. Tomorrow, a 100% chance of rain with highs at 56. Tomorrow night, rain likely with lows around 30. Wednesday, mostly sunny with highs around 47. Wednesday night, mostly clear, lows dropping to 23. Thursday, partly cloudy, highs of 39 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with lows around 23 degrees. Friday, more of the same with highs of 35 degrees. Friday night, cloudy with lows around 20 degrees. And Saturday, partly cloudy, highs around 36. Taking a look at the listening area temperatures, in Ashland, 66 degrees. Flemingsburg, 63 degrees. Inez, 67 degrees. In Lexington and Winchester, 66 degrees. And in Moorhead, it is currently 66 degrees.
Taking a look at our feature segment today, some national leaders have called the increasing frequencies of mass shootings a mental health issue. But some experts say mental illness has almost nothing to do with it. Kentucky News Connection's Mary Sherman files this report.
The latest mass shootings have led to calls for enhanced reporting of mental health records. But mental health experts say that would have little, if any, impact. News coverage of the mid-November shootings at a school in Rancho Tehama, California, focused on the shooter's mental history. President Donald Trump called the church shootings in Sutherland Springs, Texas, the week before, a mental health problem. But according to Dr. Larry Davidson, a psychology professor at Yale University Medical School, only 2% of gun violence is committed by people with serious mental illness.
The vast majority of people who commit such acts are very much in touch with reality. It's just a very painful reality that they're in touch with. It's not that they've lost their grounding in reality.
Advocates in the mental health treatment community fear that statements linking mass shootings to mental health only serve to further stigmatize people with mental illness. A 2016 report by the American Psychiatric Association suggests that focusing on behavior, coping skills, and conflict resolution would be more effective. Davidson points out that people with serious mental illness are more in danger than dangerous.
People with psychosis are much less likely to commit violence and are, in fact, much more likely to be victimized than to be perpetrators.
He says studies have shown that people with mental illness are 14 times more likely to be victims of violence than the average person. Davidson notes that the incidence of mental illness is consistent from country to country, but there are far more mass shootings in the U.S. than any other developed nation.
It's not that there are 40 times as many people with mental illness in the U.S. as in the U.K. It's just that there's that much more easy access, not just to guns, but to military-style guns.
Following a mass shooting in 1996, Australia enacted strict gun control laws. There hasn't been a single mass shooting in that country in 21 years. This is Mary Sherman, Kentucky News Connection.
It's 4:47 and 66 degrees in Moorhead. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Chaz Jenkins, and we're so glad that you've joined us on this Monday afternoon. Braxton Howard will have sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Rowan County Fiscal Court, sponsor of the annual Moorhead-Rowan County Community Christmas Dinner, 4 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, December 7th at the Carl Perkins Community Center. Rowan County residents are invited to enjoy dinner served by the elected officials of Moorhead City Council and the Rowan County Fiscal Court, 4 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, December 7th at the Carl Perkins Community Center.
Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. In Monday Night Football, a battle in the AFC North as the 5-6 Cincinnati Bengals host the 9-2 Pittsburgh Steelers. WMKY's Xavier Atkins reports.
The Bengals hope that the return of Pro Bowl receiver A.J. Green will boost their chances of winning tonight, but their defense will have to shuffle the deck a bit with linebackers Vincent Gray and Nick Beagle, along with safety Sean Williams, out with injuries. Pittsburgh could be without the NFL's top pass catcher, Antonio Brown, who is questionable because of a toe injury. The Steelers need a win to keep pace with New England for the AFC's best record. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Xavier Atkins.
One other note from the NFL, the New York Giants have fired head coach Bob McAdoo after just two seasons as the head man. The Giants are 2-10 this season, and McAdoo benched starting quarterback Eli Manning for Sunday's game against Oakland, a game New York lost. Manning has now been named the starter for next week's game against Dallas. Also, the league has suspended Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski for his late hit on Bills cornerback Tre'Davious White for one game. The Kentucky and Louisville football teams will be taking part in bowl games this year. Despite a disappointing two-game losing streak to end the regular season, UK will face number 21 Northwestern on December the 29th in the Music City Bowl in Nashville. Kentucky Athletic Director Mitch Barnhart says that's important for Coach Mark Stoops, who's done a good job.
Back-to-back bowl games, 7-5 seasons is in regular season. Opportunity to win his first bowl game as a head coach, and we want that for him. An opportunity to get to 8 wins, really, really important for him. It's hard to do in a very, very competitive league. Our league is pretty good.
As for Louisville, the 8-4 Cardinals will play Mississippi State on December the 30th in the Texslayer Bowl in Jacksonville, Florida. Moorhead State football coach Rob Tenier may turn to a familiar face as he searches for a defensive coordinator for the Eagles. Tenier confirms that Dante Wright, who led MSU's defense during the team's 7-4 2015 campaign, is a candidate to retake that role.
Sure, I think that he'd be a strong candidate for the position. He's someone that I know for sure that I will discuss the position with. And that will depend on really, you know, what direction Dante feels he wants to go with his career. But at this point, no speculation needed. He's definitely someone that I'll be in touch with.
Wright left MSU in 2016 to become the linebackers coach at Tennessee Tech. The entire Tech staff was fired after the Golden Eagles finished this year with a 1-10 record. The Kentucky High School Football State Championships were crowned over the weekend. Raceland got blown out by Beachwood 41-0 in Friday's game in the Class A final. Danville defeated Mayfield 35-21 in the 2A game. Boyle County defeated Corbin 40-21 for the Class 3A championship. Franklin Simpson got revenge on Johnson Central in the rematch of the Class 4A championship, winning 35-21. Covington Catholic blew out Madison Southern 49-13 to win Class 5A, and Trinity beat St. X 38-21 to take home the 6A championship. It was a positive tournament overall for the KHSAA. A record total of 52,796 fans ended up watching the six games at Kroger Field this year, the first time Lexington has hosted the finals since 1976. The previous overall attendance record was just under 48,000, set back in 2010 when the tournament was held in Bowling Green. This week's college basketball AP Top 25 poll is out. WMKY's Greg Jenkins has details.
Duke remains the unanimous number one team in this week's poll. Kansas stayed in at number two, with Michigan State and Villanova in at the third and fourth spots. There are two SEC teams ahead of Kentucky in this week's rankings, with Florida in at number five and Texas A&M in at number seven, one spot ahead of the Cats, who are eighth. Notre Dame and Miami round out the top 10. Louisville dropped out of the poll from number 17 after losing twice last week to Purdue and Seton Hall. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
One other note from college basketball, LeVar Ball has pulled his son, LiAngelo Ball, from UCLA after he was suspended for shoplifting. The Morehead State basketball Eagles are still licking their wounds after Saturday's 86-49 loss at Northern Kentucky. MSU was down by just 10 at halftime, but were steamrolled in the second half by the Norse. Coach Preston Spradlin says if his young Eagles won't become consistent winners until they develop short memories.
We got to get over when we make a mistake. They're going to happen on both sides of the ball, whether it's a turnover, a missed shot, or a missed assignment defensively. And you just got to play. So you got to keep fighting. You got to keep going through it, and keep having that will to win. And so, until we get that, it's going to be a while.
2-6 MSU doesn't play again until a week from tomorrow, when the Eagles entertain Kentucky Christian at 11 a.m. The Morehead State women's basketball team remains on a roll. The Eagles improved to 6-3 on Saturday following a 75-55 win in Nashville over Lipscomb. One of the highlights for Coach Greg Todd's ball club was the 10 points and 16 rebounds from junior center Tierra McGowan.
Pretty standard game right now for Tierra. I know in our conference with scouts and all, it will be tougher, but Tierra is a warrior and an outstanding game again, another double-double.
It was McGowan's sixth double-double of the young season. The Morehead women visit Evansville on Sunday. And finally, in sports, Round County will take part in the semifinal action of the EKC tournament tonight in Vanceburg. The Lady Vikings will face West Carter in a battle of 2-0 teams. Round coach Ed Jones' squad will have to find a way to defend the Lady Comets' five-guard attack, which features several good long-range shooters.
You know, I don't know if our press will be quite as effective tonight because they have five guards out there on the floor. But at the same time, we will still press them a lot for two reasons. One, that's our game. But two, we want to hurry them up. We don't want them to come down the floor and get set and just, you know, find those people for wide open, relaxed threes. We still want to make them have to push it, have to think a little bit.
In tonight's other girls' EKC semi, Russell plays East Carter. That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball hosts Kentucky Christian at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, December 12th, and Central Arkansas at 2 p.m. on Sunday, December 17th. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks traded higher as investor sentiment was boosted by the Senate narrowly passing a major tax bill over the weekend. Shares of companies that stand to benefit the most from lower tax rates, like banks, led the gainers. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 58.46 at 24,290.05. Earlier, the blue chip average was up as much as 300 points. The broader market was weaker because of the weakness in tech stocks. The S&P 500 was down 2.78 at 2639.44, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 72.22 at 6775.37. Financials were up 2.1%, and telecommunication stocks were up 1.8%, and they were the two best-performing sectors in the S&P 500. The NASDAQ Composite did lag as Facebook, Alphabet, which of course Alphabet is the parent for Google, and Netflix all traded lower. CVS Health Group today said it will buy Aetna, a U.S. health insurer, for $69 billion, and the agreement is seen as one of 2017's biggest deals so far in the merger and acquisition space. CVS shares slipped 3.9%, while Aetna declined 0.7%. It was also reported that a deal by Disney to buy some of 21st Century Fox's assets is, quote, gaining momentum. Disney shares rose 5.1%, while Fox shares gained 3.8%. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1.5% to finish at $57.45 a barrel, while gold was down 0.25% at $1,279 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were up very sharply as the Stock 600 index finished with a gain of 0.9%. In the Far East, it was a different story as most markets were down. The Nikkei was down 0.5%, and the Shanghai Composite was down 0.2%. Among Dow stocks, the best performers were Disney and Home Depot. The worst performers were Microsoft and Visa. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Discovery Communications and O'Reilly Automotive, and the worst performers were Align Technology and Digital Realty. Trading out of stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down 20 cents at 73.30, CSX up 85 cents at 56.99, Marathon Petroleum up 47 cents at 63.31, AEP up 11 cents at 77.35, AK Steel up 7 cents at 4.96, and U.S. Bancorp was up 73 cents to finish at 55.63. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the City of Moorhead, sponsor of the annual Moorhead Rowan County Community Christmas Dinner, 4 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, December 7th at the Carl Perkins Community Center, and the annual Community Christmas Parade on Main Street at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 8th. Details and more information from the City of Moorhead at 606-784-8505 and online at moorhead-ky.gov.
Taking a look at some events in your region, the Rowan County Public Library will be closed from today through Wednesday, December 6th, for renovations in the front lobby. Organizations scheduled for meetings will still be able to meet in the community room.
The Moorhead Mountain Strings Dulcimer Club will perform at the Rowan County Library during an open house event at 6 o'clock p.m. on Monday, December 11th. The event is free and open to the public.
Bring the family to the Polar Express at the Gateway Regional Arts Center, noon to 4 p.m. on Saturday, December 9th. Sponsored by Traditional Bank, the Polar Express features model trains, arts and crafts, Lego creations, and a gingerbread house competition. Tickets are $3 per person and $15 for families.
A blood drive sponsored by the Kentucky Blood Center will be held at the Moorhead Kroger from 10 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. on Saturday, December 16th. Donors must be able to provide a photo ID, be at least 17 years of age, or 16 with parental consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in general good health. Taking one last look at the weather tonight, mostly cloudy with the lows around 53 degrees. Tomorrow, a 100% chance of rain with highs at 56 degrees. Tomorrow night, rain likely with lows around 30 degrees. Wednesday, mostly sunny with highs around 47. Wednesday night, mostly clear, lows dropping to 23. Thursday, partly cloudy, highs of 39 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with lows around 23 degrees. Friday, much of the same, mostly cloudy with highs of 35. Friday night, cloudy with lows around 20 degrees. And Saturday, partly cloudy with a high around 36. It is currently 66 degrees in Moorhead. And taking a look at the other listening area temperatures, in Ashland, 66, Flemingsburg, 63, Inez, 67, Lexington, 66, and Winchester, 66 degrees.
That's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Moraz, Sean Delaney, Logan Pemberton, Xavier Adkins, Kyle Blankenbuehler, and Braxton Howard. Our feature segment today came from the Kentucky News Connection's Mary Sherman. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead and translator W202BH in Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Chaz Jenkins and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.